When you're having a chronic disease, let's say chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, you're stuck. And maybe sooner or later you will discover recovery stories on YouTube or on the internet. And you're going to dive into them. But then what? Then you just hear a lot of stories that might give you hope, but the path also becomes very unclear because everybody heals in a different way. Some mentions brain training. Another one mentions emotional healing. Someone else mentions pacing. Or maybe someone else mentions frequencies. So now we say that something is working for some people, and there are just a lot of ways that people can heal. But what if that is not really the case? So I started diving into this phenomenon a few years ago when there were only a few recovery stories. And I was comparing that with my own recovery story. Maybe you can find it on Raylan's YouTube channel. And then after a while, after analyzing this, after listening to the words that are not spoken, then you get to see a lot of similarities. And sometimes what I notice is that people heal despite their rigid efforts and protocols. But it was actually something else. So let's say 95% of the time, they were busy with a very rigid protocol that maybe gave them a little bit of structure and hope and less fear. But in the other 5% of the time of their time, they did the healing work. And then slowly by slowly, they recovered or healed completely. And after I watched a lot of recovery stories to understand chronic fatigue syndrome and all these other labels much better, I started noticing the people who got it and the people who didn't got it. So then they have what I would say an accidental recovery. And it is funny that a lot of people who shared their recovery story, and they might feel a little bit ashamed about that, they fall back, they get relapses. And a lot of them also contacted me, people that I already saw their recovery interview with. And I was thinking, I'm not sure if they really got it. They had a relapse and they asked me for help to dive in on a different level, to really get rid of all the unnecessary stuff we do in our healing protocols and our healing journeys. And then it turns out that healing actually becomes so extremely simple that we could say that healing is the same for everyone. Exactly the same thing. And some people heal faster than others, but it's the exact same type of healing. Maybe triggered by brain training, triggered by all kinds of protocols. But we get to the very root of it, and it turns out to be so extremely simple. The word healing comes from whole, becoming whole again. And what we do when we become whole again is that we heal emotionally. Because if you're not whole, then you're sort of rejecting a part of yourself at an unconscious level. But then you heal that, and there's sort of an explosion of an emotion. It's like the reunification of a part of you. And that feels beautiful. And I call those moments a release. And sometimes when you're almost there, when you're getting in contact with a part of you that you have forgotten, maybe something that you judge from yourself, maybe something like an emotion, what happens at first is that your brain will create more symptoms because it protects you against that, because it perceives it as a danger. Here you have more depression. Here, a migraine attack. Here, some fatigue. Here, more chronic pain or vertigo, etc., burning mouth. There are just so many ways that the brain can trick you from not going to that path because you have programmed it that way, that you don't want to feel or experience certain kind of things for you because they threatened your survival as a child. At least that was how you perceived it at that moment. But now you're an adult and you can heal. And then no matter what you're doing, if this is where you're going to, then I believe you're healing. Maybe in small steps. Maybe there's a lot of suppression going on. Maybe you need to heal a lot of stuff, or maybe just a few things. But the process stays the same, and the word for it is release. So let me know what you think of this. Is this as well what you experience, or do you think that healing is different for everyone and that healing can be complicated? Write down in the comments, and while you're at it, please like and subscribe, and I hope to see you in the next video. Have a beautiful day.